You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. You are now tuned into It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes. And of course, I am Takara Barnes. I'm actually really excited about this episode. This is actually episode number 3. So shout out to that. I actually have my really good friend with me, and her name is
Margo Trigg, also known as Made by Margo. So get used to hearing that.
Okay. So, Margo, I just want to say thank you for actually coming on here today. It was kind of short notice. I asked her maybe a week ago, but she's here. So I really appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Okay, that's pretty great. So just a quick little backstory. I've actually known Margo since middle school. We actually ran around with the same type of cliques. We actually kept in touch just over the years. In college, I would randomly hit her up. We'd have conversations. I actually set her up with her future husband, her now fiance.
Shout out to Bae.
Okay, so that's actually coming up here pretty soon in April. So we're actually excited about that. But first, Margo, I just want to let you just introduce yourself and just let just the listeners actually get to know you a little bit more if they don't know you already. So
go ahead. Like I said earlier, my name is Margo Trigg. I'm from Kentucky. I currently reside in Atlanta. I've been here for about 2 years now. I started out, in college, I got my degree in health services administration. So I was kind of pursuing a healthcare administrator role, and I just kind of got into makeup real heavy, and I realized hey, that's my niche. So now makeup is kind of that's kind of the direction I'm trying to go towards versus the healthcare administrator thing that I was working towards before. That's a little background about me.
Okay. So, Margo, I'm going to ask you a couple few questions. You say you went to school for healthcare administration. That's what you currently do mm-hmm. for your full-time job. Say you're into makeup, that's your niche. So why makeup? Is there a background story? Do you like the way just makeup looks, or do you think it's pretty? Is it your dream as you were a little girl? Why makeup exactly?
So if you know me, you know that ever since I was little, I've always been super girly, which is crazy because my mom is a tomboy. So I would always go to school. I had this friend, her name is actually Whitley. And we're actually getting married on the same day, which is crazy. But anyways, she would come to school and she would always have all this makeup. And I'm like, oh, my God, my parents won't even let me wear makeup. Can I use some of yours? So I would put on her makeup in school and then wash my face before I went home so my parents wouldn't know. So makeup, once I was actually able to wear it, was just kind of a thing. People would always ask me questions about stuff. In college, I would do some of my friends' makeup. And then as of recently, probably about the last 2 years, it's just kind of picked up for me and I've kind of made it a thing. And I'm like, wow, this is something that I'm actually really good at. And other people think I'm really good at it. So it just kind of became a thing and I've just been rocking with it.
Okay. How long would you say that you've been doing makeup? If you're including college, whatever, how long would you say?
Oh gosh, I would say at least 15 years, probably. Dabbing in it, but actually doing it for other people. I guess you could say professionally, only 2 years.
Okay. So I actually didn't know that. So that's pretty tight. That's pretty tight. Okay. So with you talking about that, that's a very great story. I didn't know that, that background story. You're saying you would ask your friend to actually wear her makeup and wash it off when you get home. Cause you know how it is, in yes. our houses.
Okay.
We make a little too early. They got a few little issues. Okay. Right. So I already know how that goes. So
come home with some red lipstick on. Your mom would be like, who you think you are? You ain't grown.
Right. They got a lot to say. Okay. But anyway, so 15 years, that's a long time. So if you want to just talk about from, you know, just for the moment when you started actually applying makeup on other people's faces, if you would say just the progress, talk about the progress that you've made, you know, from then and just until now.
I can honestly say that the progress I've made has just been like crazy. Like before, other people would kind of ask me to do stuff and I'd be like, yeah, I'll do it. But I didn't really feel confident in it, I guess you could say. But now when people ask me to do it and I sit back and I look at my work, I'm like, yeah, I did that. Like, that looks really good. So over the process, not only has my skill set developed and just really improved, but also my confidence in it has as well. Because when I first started, like, some people, I wouldn't even charge them because I'm like, look, I'm not trained. I don't even think I really do that good of a job. So I'm not even going to take your money. I'm just going to do it off of like just love. So okay. Yeah, that's the progression I've made so far.
Okay, that's pretty tight. So like, so Made by Margo, that's your own personal brand, you know, that's your business, that's your name. So like, how did you come up with that name? Like, where did that come about?
So my fiance, he is like my biggest supporter of all time. So we were just sitting down one night and he's like, okay, if this is going to be a thing, like, we got to go all out. So what you going to call yourself? What is this going to be? So I'm like, I don't know. So we were like, okay, let's use your name. Let's use Margo. So we just sat down and we were just kind of doing like wordplay off of Margo. Like, I think I was, one of the things was like, Mar got it or something like that. Like, I don't know. We just came up with all these crazy different things. And then Made by Margo, it just kind of came. I think we even asked one of his friends for some advice. So shout out to Kevin, because he kind of was like, yeah, Made by Margo. So that's kind of how it came. Just sitting around throwing different words together with my name. So.
Okay. You know what? I got to give a shout out to Baz, because Baz be on 1,000 tonight. Because, hey, we was starting to get all this stuff set up. Hey, Baz, so I'm over here telling, so they're the ones, you know, and my husband Terrell, they're the ones who actually got this software set up so we can do this apart. And like, Baz had everything ready. Only thing Margo had to do was show up. Her headphones was ready. Her notes was pulled up. Hey, he took this to a whole nother level. And meanwhile, I got it, my man, because I'm over here like, Margo got her notes set up. I'm over here got to charge my iPad up. I got to make sure my mic sounds okay. I got to pull the stuff up. I mean, Baz had it all together. Shout out to Bassie for this.
He literally makes everything in my life a breeze. Like, I'm just like, oh, I can't do this. My hands hurt, you know? He is there for me. Wow. Like, he, if it weren't for him, Lord, we don't even want to think about it. I'm spoiled, so.
I heard it. I see. He had it all together talking about the notes. Can you send the notes to my notes and then the email? You have the email. I said, is Margo going to come in? I said, so I guess you got a mic. And you got a mic that just going to say, bring her out. Bring her out. She's ready. Okay, yes. Then.
That's my manager.
Okay, so I heard it. Come through then. So you talked about, you know, kind of just with confidence, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, kind of just the pressure of actually charging people and put something on, you know, applying makeup to other people's faces. So if you could just talk about, you know, just your struggles that you face with doing makeup and just, you know, stuff that kind of goes through your head sometimes and just, you know, where your head is, you know, from even, you know, your confidence levels, if they've changed from previous until now, just talk about the struggles that you kind of
So like I said before, the confidence part of it was really a struggle in the beginning. One thing that I know many of us women are guilty of is comparing yourself to other people. So like, social media does not make that any better at all. But, you know, you kind of have to.
I agree.
I don't know. It's almost like you use that to like, okay, I see this. I see that. I see she's doing that. Yeah, I can do that. But also at the same time, comparing myself to other people, it kind of, you know, made my confidence levels drop. So I really had to learn like to stay in my lane, but run my own race. I guess that's what you could say. Like, hey, I don't need to be competing with anybody. If somebody likes my work and they want to book me, like, cool. Like, I'm not here to, you know, be popular, I'm here to be booked. So as long as I'm bringing in the cash flow, like, I'm good. I don't have to compare myself to anybody else. You know, I just need to keep comparing my work to my work now, to my work, my previous work, and just keep progressing that way.
Okay. Right.
Another struggle that I have faced is since I've moved to Atlanta, I haven't really developed like a friend circle here. So I don't really know a lot of people. So getting out and actually getting clients and just putting myself out there has been a struggle, because if you really know me, you know, I don't want to say I'm shy, but I'm pretty like laid back and quiet. Once you really get to know me, then I open up to you and stuff. So it's really hard for me to meet new people and just kind of like put myself out there like, hey, you know, I do makeup. Here's my card. Here's this. Like, as easy as it sounds, that is like such a struggle for me. But once again, Bass is kind of like pushed me and made me kind of come out of my shell and be like, look, you can't be like that. Like, if this is the industry you want to work in, you got to get out there, you got to put yourself out there. So yeah, that's really been a struggle for me. I'm still working on that. Gosh, it makes me hot even thinking about going into a room of a lot of people and just like putting myself out there, but I'm gonna get there.
Right. Okay, well, let's talk about real quick, you know, and let's talk about just really the accomplishments that you've made, you know, just doing your makeup. So when, let's say, will we say that Made by Margo has had the stamp for what, a year?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got Made by Margo, the official name of Made by Margo was a year. So since that year, let's see, you've done more than one wedding. You got flown, you had somebody fly you out to Cancun to do a wedding. Yes. How many weddings have you done?
So far, I have done 2 weddings.
Two weddings. So mm-hmm. You've got actually traveled yes. weddings. So that's a huge accomplishment for somebody in their first year, especially the Cancun. You know what I'm saying? That kind of actually blew me away, you know, when you told me you were doing that. That's awesome. So that's right there. That's progression right there. You know, I don't think that you give yourself enough credit, you know, just for the progression that you have made. But then again, I get it, because, you know, you want so much better and you see so much better for yourself. So that's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. So let's talk about this. So are there any like future goals that you want to talk about that you see yourself doing, or where you see yourself in 5 years or anything like that?
I actually have a lot of future goals. I have so many ideas what I want to do with my brand. It's just, there's so much, but it's all in the beginning stages. My ideas are so vulnerable. And y'all are just going to have to stick around and see.
Okay. Okay. So I definitely understand what you're saying about that, about having, you know, vulnerable visions. And, you know, and it's something, you know, actually, you know, me and Margo, we actually talk every day, all hours of the day, actually. And so, you know, something this next, I guess, you know, you talking about that, being vulnerable to your visions and, you know, not really speaking on them. So I guess that leads into our next discussion, and we can just talk about, so how important would you say it is to you to surround yourself with like-minded people? Just, you know what I'm saying? Just the people who's on the same thing that you're on. How important would you say that has been to you in your process with Made by Margo, and how important it is to your future?
It's so important. I don't think people understand that when you are in a circle of people who aren't not necessarily in the same career path or, you know, have the same niche as you, but you just need to be around people who are actually doing something. Because when you're around people who aren't doing anything and you start pitching your ideas off of them, they don't have any feedback to give to you. And the feedback that they do have, I mean, it's probably going to be negative feedback because they can't relate. So when you have like-minded people around you, not only can they encourage you and provide positive feedback, but you can also use them as, you know, a source of inspiration to each other. I know, like, you and I, you know, I'll throw an idea out to you and you'll be like, hey, why don't you look at it this way? Why don't you think about that? And vice versa. You know, I do the same for you. But it's just so important to have, you know, those like-minded people around you. it can either help your vision or it can hurt it.
I agree. Like, I agree 100%. I really do. So, like, you know, when you're saying, like, and the sad thing is, so, like, let me ask you another question. So, with your journey, well, you know, if Made by Margot, you know, just your process that you've been going through, have you seen the fact where you thought you'd have some support in some areas and you're not getting support in the areas that you thought you would have? And are you seeing support in the areas that you never thought they would come from?
Oh, most definitely. I'm not going to say the name of the person, but I have a person who is near and dear to my heart, my number one person. And I can honestly say that when I was talking about makeup and how, you know, I want it to be a thing, this person was kind of like, hey, are you sure about that? And, you know, at first it kind of like hurt me, but at the same time, I'm one of those people who I feel like I'm very underestimated. And I use right. that as my fire, I guess you could say. So I actually like when people underestimate me a little bit, because that just makes me want to go harder and like prove to them. So I'm going to prove this to that person. And I know that it's going to make that person proud at the end of the day, but their vision isn't the same vision. Their vision for me isn't the same vision that I have for myself. They want me or think I'm going to do something else, but hey, stuff changes. You can't have the same dreams and stuff that you've had when you were five all the time.
I understand. Like, one thing for me is, you know, when we talk about just surrounding yourself with like-minded people, like for me, just, you know, I had to really grab probably just the 2016, 2017 has showed me like some people just don't think bigger, mm-hmm. you know, but then again, you know, it has to be that way, because that's why some people are millionaires, some people are broke. That's why some people are successful and why some people are not, because those people think bigger. Like, some people just can't think that big, or you know what I'm saying? Or some people just don't imagine things. And also too, some people are just happy with their everyday lives, right. and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing right. wrong. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, nothing at all. Yeah. You know, but I will say it is important, you know, because, you know, you sharing your thoughts with people, because, you know, there's sometimes you might come up with an idea, you know, you think that idea is fine. Right. You know what I'm saying? You ready for this idea? Like, let me tell this person about what I got shaking. And then they like, oh, mm-hmm. okay. Like, fool, you didn't get the same reaction that I just okay. had when I just thought this. Like, do you know how hype I was for this? And you just brought me down. And the sad thing is, a lot of the time it's the people who love us and they don't really mean to do it intentional. They just, their minds just ain't there.
Yep. It's so true. It's so true. And you know, you really can't fault the person for that, because not everybody thinks like you. Not everybody, like you said, dreams as big as you do. And that's another thing I've had to learn is, like, you know, my brother always says, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. Like, why put a cap on it? Why say the sky is the limit? Like, the moon is the limit, you know, don't have a limit. You know, it's crazy. Like, you just really have to speak your visions, just speak on it and just not worry about what other people think. And just really, I don't know. It's just so important to just speak on your life.
You know, and it's, you know, I read a lot of books. I read a lot of self-help books. Anything about somebody who's a millionaire, somebody who's made a lot of money, or somebody who's going to start a business, that's the books that I usually read. And, you know, and that's something they always talk about. They always talk about how, you know, you have to speak things into existence. You have to think so many years ahead, and you have to, you know, really just focus and not focus on the people who are just, you know, the people who are hating on you and not realizing that they're hating on you, or the people who don't see, you know what I'm saying? The people who don't see the vision. Mm-hmm. And just imagine, you know, just imagine if you let that person just really get in your head. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have been to Cancun.
Right.
You wouldn't have had Made by Margot the stamp on there. You wouldn't have your logo. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have people hitting you up. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't be coming to home to do gala. You know, you wouldn't be doing all that. So, you know, shout out to you just for focusing on that and just really focus on the vision. And, you know, but shout out to you. You got a husband, future husband, who's actually supporting yes. you and pushes you to do those things too. You know, and that's awesome.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, and something else, so something also too as well that kind of ties in with this, you know, something that we talk about all the time. So me and you are really big on, you know, we pride ourselves for not being haters. how we say that we don't hate on other women and we want other women to just, you know, we're big on women empowerment. Like, we want other women to do big things. Like, we want to help each other out. Could you talk about just that and just, you know, just the importance of, you know, wanting to help other women and, you know, women empowerment and just us coming together? Could you talk about that?
Yes. So, as quiet as I am like, I'm always like, I want us to win. Like, I want women to win. Like, I don't know. It's just something about seeing women out here just doing it. It just gets me so hyped. Like, I just feel like there's so much for people. There are just so many different things out here for women to just win at. You know, like, we just really have to take initiative and just go out here and do it and stop worrying about what other people think and, you know, worrying about the next person and who's hating on us and this, that, and the other, and just start like uplifting and encouraging other people. Like, I'm always there in anybody's corner. You know, I want to do this, I want to do that. All right, cool, let's do it. Like, what do you need me to do to help you do it? Like, let's win. Like, girl power, you know.
All right, Spice Girls.
Yes.
100%. Like, you know, I think that, you know, especially right now, like, you know, and it, my husband always says this little joke, like, when I have an attitude, you know, he always says, look, I know Black women's out here popping right now. Like, I know that, you know, and I feel like, you know, I feel like, hey, the last few years, especially, you know, with me, I watch a whole lot of YouTube. I listen to like a lot of podcasts and just encouraging other women, encouraging women. And, you know, somebody mm-hmm. who I really like to listen to is Issa Rae, you know, the lady who actually created Insecure. Like, I love listening to her stories and just her talking about, you know, how she was just so just insecure her whole life about things and how she just pushed through and how she likes to help people and how she put other people on. So, you know, I think that comes with that too. You know, I think me and you, something we have in common is, you know, we want to be successful because we want to put other people on. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want to create other opportunities for other people, for everybody else to be successful. Because, you know, me, I always say this anyway. So, you know, with the way the world's going on right now, you know, with just, you know, all the situations we've got, you know, I don't even have to get into. You know, it's really a time for us women, you know, we got to come together and we got to just let our talents flourish and just help each other, you know, because we're all in this to win at the end of the day. You know, we should want each other to be successful. And, you know, we just got to put all that hating on each other to the side. You know what I'm saying? Because end of the day, we tearing each other down. Right. We're not going nowhere. We both in the same spot waiting for the next person not to do well. It ain't going to work. It ain't got us nowhere.
It hasn't. And like, me and my friend Bree, we went to the Women's Expo here in Atlanta a few weeks ago, and she's actually in fashion design. She's into fashion designing. And we were just kind of talking about how weird it is that you can't reach out to a woman that's in your same field sometimes and, you know, just get some simple advice without them, you know, thinking you coming for their neck or coming for their job. Like, nah, sis, I'm just trying to, you know, get a little bit of advice, get some encouragement. Like, you popping, I'm trying to be like you, right. You know, help me out. And it's sad to see women act like that. Like, it's so sad.
I agree. You know what I always say? Like, me and my thing with this, I always say, there's so much money out here, enough for all of us. Like, it's so much money out here to be made. And in a way, like, you know, and also too, you got to do things your way. Like, people, you have to tailor-made mm-hmm. your business, tailor-made, you know, the thing that you do. Even if we doing the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could do my work totally different than what you do yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not help each other? You know, and work can come out of that. So I don't understand that either. But, you know, that's something we just, you know, we have to do is together. And that's the reason why I really want to bring you on here today. Just, you know, me and you, we work together. You know what I'm saying? We want each other to flourish. You know, we do two totally different separate things. You know what I'm saying? But we still support each other because, you know, we came from the same area. You know, we want each other to make it. And that's a powerful thing. So I really want people to see that too as well in our friendship.
Yes, I totally agree.
Okay. So, Margo, can you talk about the areas like where you want to be better, like in growing your business, like, you know, steps that you want to take, or, you know, like, do you plan on going to any conferences, or do you have like a mentor or anything like that you want to talk about, you know, to give advice about or anything like that?
I don't have a mentor. I look up to several makeup artists. I have been to one makeup class. It was hosted by Color Du Jour. She's actually a makeup artist based out of Houston, Texas. After our wedding, I plan to invest in one of her one-on-one classes because I just love everything about her business. You know, she has so much going for her. She started out just doing makeup. Now she has, you know, a brush line. She has brush cleaner. Her husband does her photography. You know, she is just like the epitome of a bomb makeup artist, businesswoman, wife, mom. Like, she's everything. So I really want to take a class with her and hopefully gain some knowledge that way. Like I said, there are some things that I have up my sleeves for my business that I want to incorporate in the years to come. But your girl got to get married. You know, I just got to get this out the way. And then, yeah, I'm ready to work.
You know, one thing when you talk about Color Du Jour, because I've actually been, she's probably the first makeup person I've ever followed on social media. Like, because me, I ain't never really got into that. I mean, it's cute and all. Like, I love to get my face done. You know, you've done mine a couple times. Like, I just don't get into it like that. But she's like the first person who like made me really get into it. And, you know, when I think about her and, you know, for me, when I started following her on Instagram probably in 2012.
I was about to say, you're the one who put me on to her.
Really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you put me on.
Like, when I think about her, like, just the progress that she's made from 2012 till right now where she's at, like, she's the person who just makes me look and be like, man, like, it's levels to this. Like, it's a process to this.
She's
like,
goals, right?
I remember when this girl was teaching full time, like, doing it on the side. Like, I remember when she was doing her own face in her videos. Now, bro, she got models. Like, you feel me? Like,
right.
She got a staff. Like,
right. Right. Her own studio, her own staff. Like,
she getting flown to Dubai.
Yeah, it's crazy. She's really doing it. Like, she is doing it.
And plus, too, one thing I like about her, too, is what, like, bro, like, she's humble. Like, this girl will do Skype lessons. I'm not missing out on no money. I'm not missing out on no funds. I will show you how to do your makeup on Skype. Where you at? Oh, you out of town? Don't worry about it. I got you on Skype. Yeah. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
We good over here.
She's so humble. Like I said, when I took her class, she was just, like, I was so nervous. Like, oh, my God, I'm sitting in front of the Color Du Jour. But she was just, like, so down to earth. And you could just tell that she was really a genuine person and really, like, took pride in her craft and also, like, teaching other people.
And that's awesome because, you know, it's so often that we meet people that we look up to and we are so disappointed. So shout out to her for
right?
that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her for that. Let's see. So, Margo, could you talk about, are there like any like books that you've read recently that's inspired you or anything like that, or any books that you've actually read?
Yes. So Bass had bought me this book a few months ago and it was called How to Be a Boss. Boss is spelled B-A-W-S-E. So, you know, they had to get ratchet with it one time, but, okay. That book was so good, and it's by this lady named Lily, and she's actually a comedian, and I think she started out on YouTube, and then she started, like, traveling and doing shows or whatever, so it has nothing to do with what I do, but reading that book, like, I feel like anybody who's trying to be anything, that book just inspires you and just gives you, like, so much fire. Like, I can remember Bassie being like, dang, like, you on a roll, like, you over here throwing out ideas, you writing down visions, you doing this, you doing that, like, that book got you hype. And I'm like, yeah, like, it was to the point where every night I was like coming home and like really like studying the book, like highlighting, like, it was so good. I had to share it on Snapchat. Girls was hitting me up like, dang, this is fire. What is this? Like, I know probably three girls who went and bought the book just off of my Snapchat post. So if you are looking for a book that, you know, will light some fire under you, I really suggest getting that book. And it's kind of got some dry humor in it as well.
That's a lot of good books. I'll put out there that I've actually read. And this girl right here, like, she's got a podcast. She's actually written 5 books, but she's actually blown up. And, you know, and it's something too, you know, just for the female entrepreneurs as well. It's called Girl Code: Unlocking the Secrets to Success, Sanity, and Happiness. I read this for the female entrepreneur by Kara Awil Leba. I think that's her name. And I read this book probably about a year ago. And I think I maybe read it in maybe a day and a half, because it wasn't very mm-hmm. long. I had it on auto. And it was awesome. Like, she's really big on women empowerment. You know, she tells her story. She tells how she did. I follow her on Instagram too as well. She has great quotes. She talks about how she finally made it when she was 34. She brings other people in and have other people talking, just encouraging you in her book. So her book's awesome too as well. Like, definitely check those both of those books out if you can.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about her podcast.
Oh yeah. Yes. And her podcast is called Style Your Mind. And her stuff is really quick. If you need something quick, her podcasts are usually no longer than like 15 minutes. So you can actually get hers in, like, get them in. So they're actually really quick. So Margo, you know, kind of coming to a closing here. So, like, you know, if you could just, you know, and like I said, just thank you so much just for, you know, you coming on here today. Like, I appreciate everything you do. I appreciate our friendship. I appreciate the support that you give me as well. Like,
you know, and I appreciate you too.
I do. And so, like, you know, I'm not going to go into details with this. So actually, me and Margo are got something, you know, we've got coming up that we're going to announce at the end of this week, you know, that's actually that we're looking forward to, that she brought to my attention, you know, and it's about the same thing like we've been talking about. It's just helping other women and just, you know, giving back. And, you know, because we want people to do well and, you know, we want to encourage other women, you know, and we're not there where we want to be, but, you know, we've made progress and we're working, you know what I'm saying? And we're doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. So you want to just say any comments about that? You don't have to go into detail, but just, you know, anything you're excited about upcoming or whatever.
I'm very excited about our upcoming project. The only thing that I have to say about it is, you know, sometimes you got to start young. You got to start working on mm-hmm. that, you know, girl power. I'm working with this girl, not hating on this girl. You got to start young. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, Margo, like, so if there was any advice that you can give to anyone listening, any, whether if it's a makeup artist, whether it's a lady trying to start her own business, whether it was just a female who's actually lacking confidence, or, you know, whatever, you know, if you can just be relatable, or just if there's anything that you want to say to somebody out here who's actually wanting to take a jump, but don't really know what steps to take, or, you know, they just focus on, well, I'm not this, I'm not that, I don't have this, I don't have that support. If you could say any advice to some lady out there who you want to take a jump, you know, who's scared to take that jump, that you, for any kind of encouragement, what would you tell them?
I would say research. I don't know, Google is at my fingertips all the time. Like, if I want to know something about anything, I mean, all of us millennials can relate, you know, Google is the place. So I would just tell people to do your research on your field, you know, the craft. Just really, really do your research on it, because, you know, if you are doubting yourself, you know, once you do the research, you might be like, oh, that's real easy, or that looks doable, you know, something that you've been telling yourself, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. But once you, like, do your research on it, you're going to figure out, you know, if it is something that's easy, or if it is something that, you know, might require a lot of work. So I would just really, really do my research.
That's pretty solid. Because, you know, when you research something and you know you got that information, you got the knowledge, that's what gives you the confidence too. Right. As well. 100%. And for me, you know, of course, you know, I have to give my input, because something always comes to my mind. Just, you know, something that I've been saying, like we said too, you know, two things, you know, you got to surround yourself around those like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And also too, you got to understand that you might have to do things alone, because at the end of the day, leadership is lonely, and where you're trying to get to go, you can't take everybody with you sometimes. Right. So just understand, you know, if you want it bad enough, if you want something bad enough, if you want to reach your goals bad enough, you're going to have to take that leap of faith by yourself, whether it's going to a conference by yourself or whether it's, you know, you just taking a leap of faith and just, you know, going to the library and just reading books or, you know, just doing something alone. And, you know, if you, so many times as women, we focus on, oh, I don't want to go. I'm not going to know anybody. Who cares? Trust me, somebody's in that seminar not knowing nobody, but they in there to get that knowledge. Right. You got to just focus on that envision. And also to whoever's listening to this too, if you find something that you want to attend to, just a seminar, hit me up because I'll probably go.
Yeah, you've told me several times. You're like, is there any makeup classes going on? Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do that. I'm like, cool. Because, you know, I can honestly say that I have been and that girl that's like, oh, I don't want to do this by myself, you know, but you can't be like that. Like you said, you can't always, people always aren't going to be in your corner. You're not always going to have that person that, you know, can go or wants to go, and you can't let that hold you back because you might miss out on something. So,
right. And you also too got to get out your comfort zone as well, because you got to go there and you got to meet new people anyway, because there's no telling who you'll meet and no telling who you'll come across and who you'll network with too. And that's what a lot of those events are anyway, about networking and getting to know other people and just learning anyway.
Yes. Being uncomfortable. Oh my gosh. You don't even understand the levels of uncomfortableness I felt over the past 2 years. But at the same time, the more and more you do it, it just becomes natural and less uncomfortable. So just keep trying. Just keep putting yourself in those uncomfortable situations. Like I said, I still struggle with that today, but it's gotten so much better.
100%. Just keep focusing on the process. Margo, just thank you so much for doing this. Like, this is awesome. Like, I know you had a rough day. It's been a long weekend. You've been traveling this weekend, but you still made it. So, like, I definitely appreciate you for doing this today. And just, you know, guys, just be looking forward to just our announcement we're going to be making and just the future plans that Margo has, Made by Margo. And also, too, she travels. She does weddings. She do proms. She do all that. Whatever you got shaking, she can do your face. Get yourself Made by Margo. Hit her up. You want to give your email real quick for the listeners out there?
Yes, it is Made by Margo, no spaces or anything like that, @gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @made_by_Margo. And I also have a Facebook page, and it's just titled Made by Margo as well.
All right, it is. So you hit her up for your upcoming events. You know, if you in Atlanta, just go ahead and hit her up too as well. Let her go ahead and beat your face. I got a few pictures on my Instagram if y'all want to check her workout. So, once again, one last time, thank you for Margo for just doing this for me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All righty.